Greetings and salutations from beautiful Niagara. Yay, the audio is back on. You know, I tell you, the updates for Windows 10 are a pain. Sometimes they come in and they work, and then sometimes they throw other things off. Then they put in more updates, and that fixes some things and throws other things off. Anyways, the audio is back on. That's all we care about. This month, guess what? Our random act of business kindness is locked and loaded. Oh, I'm so excited. We almost are all back and everything is perfect. We're still on the topic of wickedly simple processes, and I had asked Jim to write a piece. I just want to let you know that over the last 12 months, his priorities have changed and have moved to his health, his family, and his retirement. So this piece that he wrote may very well be his last piece for a spell to the Bulletproof newsletter. And it's quite apropos that the story that he tells is about his son, for and with whom he is currently crafting a new marketing plan. As I read his story, I will try and lower my voice and sound like him, which is actually almost an impossibility. But you get what I'm trying to do. My son Daniel is a baker and an entrepreneur. Okay, this is really hard. For about 10 years, during the early part of the century, really it's only about the last 20 years, he created and ran his own company called Boy Oh Boy Baked Goods. And he did quite well for himself until he got a great managerial job offer from Cobb's Bakery, which allowed him to have a life beyond his business. My son is very much a minimalist, so when we put together his brand, it only consisted of four basic elements: a business card, a web page with his price list on it, a paper price list, and his mouth. The mouth, according to Daniel, was the most crucial element because he had an excellent understanding of his customers, who were the owners and managers of local restaurants and coffee shops. After identifying 100 or so of those establishments, he set to work on the phone, using what he called the power of the mouth to get hold of those owners or managers, briefly explain his business, and offer to bring them over samples and a price list. His batting average was only affected by whatever the shop's buying restrictions were, and in those days, very few shops had any restrictions at all. And because he made great baked goodies and priced them fairly, he did extremely well. So well that as the business progressed, he expanded into branded products, which were sold in independent grocery stores. Again, access was gained through the power of the mouth and sampling. In fact, the only thing that prevented Dan from building his business into a mainline brand was his desire to stay small and hands-on. Now, over the years, I have worked with different types of B2B businesses, and one of the most important things I noticed in pretty much all of them is that the businesses which had one or more individuals with sole responsibility for getting through to clients or customers and setting up meetings for management did much better than those companies who lack that person and his or her power of the mouth. This is not to say that the plethora of other marketing tools a business needs is not critical, because they are, in that things like a well-thought-out website, advertising program, and strong trade presence go a long way to reinforcing your company's credibility and brand. Moreover, while the tools and the messaging may vary depending on your target audience, the one thing that is the constant is that the no final sale is made without a face-to-face or voice-to-voice conversation. And during the course of working with some of the companies that had robust power of the mouth, one of the things I played back to the owners and managers was the closing process. Invariably, it was noticeably easier and more straightforward when the prospect already had an excellent feeling for and about the company before getting down to the nuts and bolts sales discussion and decision making. Because the power of the mouth also carries with it the ability to get the important like and trust aspect of the business relationship off on the right foot. Bulletproof has a great deal of experience with this area of sales and would be happy to help you reassess your capabilities and even build a power of the mouth system into your business. Now here's a parting thought. No matter what industry you work in, we are all in the people business. Regardless of how tech savvy you may be, face-to-face meetings are still the most effective way to capture the attention of participants, engage them in the conversation, and drive productive collaboration. Courtesy of Michael Massari. Thank you, Jim. Don't forget to check out the Random Acts of Business Kindness for the month of March. There are two real examples in there about getting more from your folks. I wish you much business success over the next couple of weeks. We'll chat with you again towards the end of March. Ta-ta for now.